Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's so many things going on. If you miss our earlier program, don't forget we're four programs back to back. But if you miss our earlier program, you can catch it at VFNTV.com or on our app. If you haven't downloaded our app yet, that's the way to hear things too, because you can carry it with you everywhere you go. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can see us on Christian Television Network. You can see us at VFNTV.com, I think on the app as well. I'm not really sure. And sad to say, you can see us. But yes, this is it. This is it. You should have seen me in my younger days. Yeah, I could lift stuff and things, you know. And but, you know, some major things are going on right now. We hope to cover in this particular program, you know, what's happening with, and don't forget, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking. I don't know when you're hearing this program this week at APAC. So you want to catch it, you go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can catch it. But this Ukraine situation happening, and President Ronald Reagan predicted this would happen. And the governor from Alaska, what's her name? Sarah Palin. She predicted this would happen. And I saw that, you know, she was being interviewed. Who else?
And the former governor of Mitt Romney.
Utah? Was it? No, Michigan.
Mitt Romney.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, he was told that those are 1980s policies, though.
Was that what it was? Well, was hello, 80s. Here we are.
Here we are again.
I was wondering your hair was so big today. But anyway, the just joking. His hair is always perfect, isn't it?
Always
perfect. I just gonna give a big shout out to Tracy this morning. Hope everything's going good at the Fed, right? yes, we do know somebody who works at the Fed.
Yes, we do.
We do. We got a few friends at the Fed.
We know people's.
We're gonna lower the interest rate. Oh, it's a zero. Well, you know. Anyway, so this thing is taking place where Putin is coming in. The president of Russia is coming in. And invading, I think it's like 16,000 troops. They're surrounding, reports are saying, CBN, Fox, CNN, all these different reporting that the military base in southern Ukraine is being surrounded by the military of Russia. But the reports are Russian's military is not anything at all. I mean, they're not.
But they don't even have identifiable uniforms.
I mean. Yeah, right. Well, that's cost a little extra money, and we're waiting for that. And besides, nobody speaks Russian. Anyway, so he said he wrote it in English, you know, soldier. Anyway, so it's amazing. I heard reports that somebody was down. They pulled the statue of Stalin down, you know, recently. And one of the reasons why they did that, as we talked about earlier programs, is that Stalin is the one that starved out Ukraine to win them over to him, and they were the breadbasket of Russia. Think about it, the Soviet Union. They were the breadbasket, and so, but they weren't originally. He went and won them, and how he won them, they had all these. Imagine if you have these farm fields, and you're growing corn, and you're growing, you know, collards and broccoli, and
potatoes.
Cows, and fish. Anyway, so you got your stuff growing, right? And so you just go out and you work your field. Back then, they didn't have John Deere and all that. It was Jane Deere. And so this is what happens. This is what we do. And this is what America's doing right now. Like, I don't care what Stalin's saying. We're self-reliant. We can grow our own food. It doesn't matter what those big city folks do. It doesn't matter. We have, don't you know who we are? You know, and we're throwing our chest out saying we can grow our own food. You know, we have fracking. We can frack oil. We can frack oil all from under the ground. We have natural gas. You know, we have all these resources and our intellect. We don't have to worry about what Stalin is going to do. And that's what Ukraine was saying in that day. And the question you ask yourself is, why did they, of all the things to be doing, when their president was trying to sell them out back to the Soviet Union, basically to Russia? Because that reminded them of how they ended up in the Soviet Union. They ended up in the Soviet Union because of Stalin. And what he did was he sent soldiers to their self-reliant atmosphere and put them guarded their corn crops. Well, I don't know if it was corn, but guarded their wheat. And just imagine soldiers all around your farm field. Mm-hmm. And starved the Ukrainians to death. I mean, not all of them, but I think it was several million Ukrainians died. And they just starved them. Mm. They starved them. And so kids and people would run into the field to grab something so they could eat, and they shot them in the field.
Wow.
And there's pictures right now. I don't know if hopefully we have them available to you on the torch. If you see these young children with this coffee can, it's not coffee, but it's no label on it, and he has his spoon, and both of them are just bones, and he's feeding his little brother something out of that as they're, and then there's other pictures of the Ukrainians laying dead in the streets because they starved to death. They starved to death. But see, they were confident. They were confident because they were self-reliant. And you hear a lot of people, they talk about self-reliancy. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something, as Christians, and that's what we want to encourage you. We're talking about keeping the conversation light. That's the light of the gospel. We are dependent. We are not self-reliant. Mm. We're dependent on God. And through him, he empowers us through his son and his finished work on the cross. And he blesses the work of our hand. You cannot buy in to this thing saying we're self-reliant. That's pride. You know, we'll cut this hone stone and all this stuff's being said in New York. You have to understand, he who actually holds the mountains in place. I know it sounds good. It sounds good, and I know the intentions are good. But you got to say, I mean, as a Christian, I'm reliant upon God. I'm God-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
Because greater is he that's with me than he that's in the world. If you say you're self-reliant, then God's not going to stand with you. He'll say, okay, let's just play that out and see how it works. But hopefully you'll realize at some point, as he talks about in Acts chapter 17, that I designed the whole world. I created everything. I chose the times and the seasons that you would live. Think about it. And he did that for this one reason, to see if you would say, I'm not self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
To see if you would reach out and say, and touch him. Though he's not far from you, will you say, I'm self-reliant? Will you say, I have my cornfields? Will you say, I got my job, my union? Mm-hmm. And so many union folks, let me tell you something, you know, whatever reason it's unionized, understand, have your confidence in God, not your ability to push the owner of that company or the corporation, under that thing can fold up in a heartbeat. But God can sustain you even if that company goes down. And he said that I did this. This is what God's saying. I did this, the creator. I might not have said this. He created you. He created the universe. He sits enthroned, surrounded by an emerald rainbow. Mm. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. But the worst thing you could say right now is we're self-reliant. Mm. You're not. Nobody's self-reliant. That doesn't last long.
No.
You know, a rebellious teenager, for example, watch what happens to their life. They're self-reliant. And watch how it just spirals out of control and it ends up not well.
Mm-hmm.
But quite often they turn around and they humble themselves and they become God-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, you know what? This is so much better. Now I know who's actually God. I'm not God.
Sure.
But to say self-reliant, which means I can rely on myself. And the older you get, I mean, come on. Most people that says I'm self-reliant, it's because you got a lot of money.
That's right.
You got a lot of corn in your field. You got a lot of stuff and things. And you got the strength of your back. But what about that poor little widow lady that's sitting out there with her limited income, who takes her probably 3 minutes to walk over to the telephone and answer it because it takes a little while to get the body moving in that direction? And you are preaching self-reliance to her. You're saying she's got to fight for herself and defend herself instead of telling her the truth.
Mm.
As a Christian, we would tell her what we're supposed to do. We rely on God because God will put angels around her house. God will deliver her and provide for her and send provision to her and cause her roof not to leak and cause her electricity to keep going. That's who we serve.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy into this. This is whole, you know, I love my country stickers going on right now. And it's like, that's cool. I mean, we want to honor our country. But we, over top of that, as Christians, we want to say, I love God.
Mm-hmm.
And because I love God, I'm in hopes that he may give us a country. He may allow us to have it. But if even if he doesn't, even if he doesn't deliver us like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, he's still God. And I don't want to go into this furnace not letting you know I know who he is and who he is to me. And he can deliver us. He can't. By the way, let me tell you something as we're about to go to break. God can deliver this nation. This is minor. This is minor compared to some things that have happened in history. This is just minor. But it's major if you're self-reliant. It's major if you're not even looking to him. It's major when the Church of America, according to George Barna, 97% of them are not reading God's word, the scriptures, to be able to see what it is, and 81% are not even picking it up. It's major when 97% of the church is robbing from God while they're demanding to lower our taxes in Washington, D.C., not understanding God put Jehoiakim in place. He puts the leaders in place. This high taxation that's about to hit us at the beginning of the four blood moons, understand this. It's because we turned to ourselves and became self-reliant and turned away from God, and he's going to turn his back to him. But understand why. Why not turn now and say, you know what? I'm God-reliant. Even if it doesn't turn out well for me. And that's what you got to do when you're relying upon God. You can no longer tell people what your future is going to be, but you can tell you who's got your future. These predictor gospels, you know, if you do this, you're going to get a car. And it's like, you go to DePaul and preach that. These right. poor guys, they need your prosperity gospel. Of course, they say in DePaul, what does the owner of the orphanage or the runner of the orphanage say about Americans?
He says, don't bring your stuff here. We don't need it. He told all the, you know, the missionaries, don't bring your stuff. Our kids don't need other stuff. We have God and we have enough.
And they're happy with a stick in a can and playing and all this kind of stuff. Happy. But the Americans are the ones that are sad and depressed because they turned away from God and turned to things.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.